We're about to talk to John Shields, radio voice of the Maine Black Bears men's hockey. And our Black Bear reports are presented by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust, BennettAutoCenter.com. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print marketing, mailing and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. Well, welcome in, John. How's everything in Connecticut?
Going well here, Bruce. Thanks for having me on. A nice day here in Hartford, Connecticut, at the XL Center. So we're getting ready to go here for the 7 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah, I was thinking about you when I was talking about Christopher Price's new book on Bleeding Green about the Whalers. I have saw a game or two at the old, what they used to call Arena at the Mall. But the XL Center is a newer place, and UConn's playing their games there. And I was wondering, we've heard this rumor for the last couple of days. Is it true that the new on-campus facility does not meet Hockey East men's standards that UConn built?
I don't know for sure. I know there were rumors of that. And at one point I heard it didn't meet the Hockey East threshold.
Yeah.
And then they UConn had said, well, it does because it was built with an area where they could easily expand and add a couple thousand seats, if that makes sense.
They
could add on when the time was right. I don't know if that's changed, if they decided to make it big enough out of the gate. So I don't know for sure, but I could ask around here and see. But I've seen pictures and video of the new complex. It looks really nice.
Well, they don't do many things second class down there because they got the money. But speaking of first and second class, Maine wants to be a first-class team in Hockey East. They've been on a little bit of a roller coaster ride. Do we know who's going to start in net tonight?
I believe, I'm 90% sure, it's Victor Ostman, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
you know, he played well in the tie on Friday, and Jake Musatelli struggled in game number two, and Victor came in and was solid in relief. So he's been the more consistent goaltender at this point. So I believe it's Victor Ostman, and that just seems right to me to give him the opportunity to start this game one. He definitely earned the chance, and that's something Coach Barr has been talking about, is trying to find which goalie will step up and win those minutes. And right now it's definitely been Victor.
Yeah, Victor has looked good most all the time. Now, UConn is 7-1-1. They're ranked 8th in the country. It's a little early in the season to be paying that much attention to rankings and pairwise and all that kind of stuff because a lot of people haven't played a lot. But they've played enough Hockey East games to give us an idea of just how strong they are. Are they still big and full of Russians like they were a couple of years ago?
I think a few of those bigger, really good Russian players have graduated and moved on. But they're still a skilled hockey team. I mean, you don't win 7 of your first 9 if you're not. And I watched them play Boston College last Thursday night, and that was a tie hockey game until till the third period, where they were able to put some extra pucks in the net and score 5 goals. So they can score quick, which is something Maine has to watch out for. That's something that's happened to Maine here recently, is teams turning it on and scoring 2 or 3 goals in a 3-minute swing, and that can change the game quickly. So that's definitely something that the main coaching staff is concerned about, and they want to stop that. I mean, last weekend against Northeastern, I think Northeastern had 5 goals over the 2 games. They had 5 goals in a 5-minute window. So you can't have those lapses, and then all of a sudden a 1-1 hockey game is a 4-1 hockey game in favor of your opponent. So that's something that UConn is able to do, and Maine's going to have to find a way to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, Maine also, Coach Barr on Saturday night started changing the lines up a little bit, had last year's first line back together for a bit with Houle and Breen and Poisson. A lot of that was due that Matt Fawcett got hurt. Do we know whether he's going to be available?
He is, as far as I know, not available. I don't know the extent of that injury. It didn't look very good.
He was
favoring his shoulder or his arm. I'm not sure which got hurt when he was removed from the game, but I do know that he's not playing tonight. So hopefully he has a speedy recovery, whatever that injury was. And I'm not just saying that. I honestly don't know what the final injury was. But and he had been playing really good hockey.
Yes, he had been.
Aggressive player. He was on all the situations. He was playing well on the penalty kill. So that was, you hate to see that. A player who really had stepped his game up a level get hurt. So hopefully he's back quickly here because he could be an important piece to this team.
Yeah, and he did not look good going off the other night, that's for sure. Well, as you look at this team and you see that they, on one night, seem that they can play with anybody, and the next night they seem to fall asleep in period one or two and fall behind. What, from your point of view, and you see the game, you see the line changes and stuff. I sit on the other side of the arena. What are you seeing on the bench, and what are you seeing as they make the changes and stuff that might be one of the issues they're having?
Well, I think some of it comes down to experience and the level of experience at the Division I level and that lack of consistency with, you got a lot of freshmen playing on defense in big minutes. And David Brazil, who is a great player, alternate captain on this team, but he's pretty, a newer college hockey player as well. He's played 40 college hockey games, which is not much when you're playing teams like Northeastern, who had a large amount of players who were up over 80, 90 games of experience right. in college hockey. So I think when we see those, the errors or the issues, it's an experience thing, and it's some of these things that the players have to learn. Okay, if I do that next time, they're going to get around me and score goals. So it's just the level of where this main team is at. It's a young team, 16 new faces on this team, and it's just a matter of giving these freshmen some time. I mean, I think there are a lot of positives to some of these freshmen who have come in and played big minutes and played well, but they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to have to learn from them.
Yeah, I thought that all-freshman line at times has shown that there's a lot of talent there, and some of the young freshmen, D, Tanachi, Charbier, all these guys that are playing minutes don't look like freshmen until they do some freshman thing, which doesn't work.
If you look at Brandon Holt, he wears number 4. He's a freshman defenseman, and he is running one of the power plays. So that tells you how much confidence they have, but, things are going to happen, and he's going to have to find ways to adjust his game depending on who they're playing. But so this coaching staff, Coach Bambar and his staff, they're not afraid to put these players in big situations, which will pay dividends as the season goes on, for sure. Give these guys some experience that, they might not get at other Division I hockey programs.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for a great weekend now. What time are you on the air tonight?
6:30 pregame show tonight for the 7 o'clock face-off here at the XL Center, and then a quick turnaround tomorrow. They're dropping the puck at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So,
well, good luck with the broadcast, Johnny. As always, thank you for talking to us and giving us your insights. And Rich will be back next week, but I'll see you around the rink before too long.
Sounds good, Bruce. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. That's John Shields of Maine Hockey.